Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Returning this New Year's Eve. Sensation.
Ocean of White. The Hump Day crew talk to the DJs of Sensation. Kaz James.
In the last 10 days, I flew from London, New York, New York, back to London, London to Paris, Paris back to London, London to LA, and LA back here.
In the last 10 days.
Wow. Last New Year's Eve, you're at Paris Hilton's party.
Yeah, me and Paris did a party together on New Year's Eve last year.
How was that as a gig?
She's cool, man. I like her. I went to a Halloween party, actually. In LA.
What did you wear to a Halloween party? Because the Americans really get into Halloween.
Yeah,
they really
get into it. I sort of thought to myself, you know, no, I'm not going to dress up. I'm too cool for that. Then I realised that, hold on, if I don't dress up, I'm
not
going to look
cool
like the idiot. So, yeah, I'm scrambling through this shop on Hollywood like this, and like it's just manic trying to find a costume, and I managed to put together a pirate outfit, which I thought was pretty cool. Okay.
Did she critique you at all?
She critique me on my outfit?
Yeah. it's a very Paris Hilton thing to do.
The way that you answered that, did she critique you on anything
else, not just
your outfit?
Nothing.
I know you've been linked with some beautiful women over the years, haven't you? My old friend Kate Moss.
Right.
And Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of names that have been sort of bandied around. Is there any substance to those rumours then?
No, just friends.
Kaz and Kira, they both start with K, that's about it.
Kate.
That's probably the link.
Yeah. All the link.
The K's.
What, all the K's together?
K's, family of K's.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Special K's.
Richard Durand.
You have your own iPhone application, Richard Durand. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, it's typical. My manager. I work with my company. We have this company together, and he's always into the new stuff. So he was one of the first. I was the first DJ in the world. I had an iPhone application. So a lot of DJs and managers were calling to my manager. How did you do that? And can we?
And how do we get one?
So this. Yeah, so it's nice, you know. I think it's good when there's something new, I think it's good to use it. And maybe in a few years, Twitter's not exist anymore, and maybe it's one of the biggest thing on the internet. But I think it's good to be there when it starts, you know.
For sure. And I did notice you do have a Twitter account. Are you a big Twitterer?
I'm not really a big Twitter. I just let know where I am and what I do, but not really. Some guys are twittering. Yeah, I'm in. I'm on the couch now, and I'm walking outside, and I'm going to the shop, and I'm not really twittering that day.
Yop.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is a well-known cologne that shares the same name as you. Who had their name first?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm not only playing. I'm into the colognes and the clothing and everything.
Oh, God, that joke stinks.
Yeah, Yop is it's a big brand, and it happens to be my own birth name, so yeah, I took it.
When you're playing a set, you're going to be the center of attention. Do you make a bit of effort on your appearance before you play?
I do. I'm not that big of a spend a lot of time in the bathroom, but yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, 2 hours isn't that long, is it?
Nah. most of the people are like, oh, you're just like a girl, you know.
Yeah. Make sure you wave to us if you see us in the crowd at Sensation. We'll be the ones wearing white.
You can't miss us, Yop. You can't miss us.
Seed Van Riel.
Do you want to hear my favorite joke?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, so there's this young guy who comes back from school. He's in kindergarten, and he asks his father, like, Papa, why are condoms packed in 2, 4, and 12? So his father says, well, the 2 is for young students. They go out on a Friday, they get lucky, have sex, go out on a Saturday, get lucky, have sex. The 4 is for the, you know, more like college type of people. they go out on Friday, they have sex twice. They go out on Saturday, and they have sex twice. The 12th pack is for your mother and myself. January, February, March, April, May.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.